This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Hi, friends. Scott Hannon here. Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, Daniel answering the calls. Dial us up at 800-228-0550. I'm going to walk through today a little bit of the Michael Flynn case. And here's what I want to do today, if we can, on this. If you're like me, every day you're barraged with different little tidbits about this story. And, you know, there's been so much thrown at Donald Trump from the very beginning that rarely do we go back and kind of walk through what has happened, what was presented as something at the time, and what is very different now. You know what I mean? We don't do that. But I think arming ourselves with a coherent argument about how the swamp, whatever you want to call it, 30 cops, Department of Justice, FBI, Barack Obama, his administration and those that sought to take Donald Trump down, completely corrupt in how they went about it. Completely corrupt. It was, let's go searching, let's go fishing. You don't do that. But if you can tell the story, you know, in kind of a, I don't know, just a real simple 1-2-3 kind of way, people will go, really, that happened? And you'll bring people around. I think people that hear all the noise, they tune it out. You'll bring them around. That's my hope anyway. And I think we can be a big part of that. So, of all the people that we've heard tell this story, Brett Tolman, who we've seen on Fox News Channel, former U.S. attorney for the state of Utah, I think does it best in just a very calm, you know, measured manner, not hyperventilating, not even just telling the story, just as it is and as it happened. So, this is important for you to know. Michael Flynn. The takedown was central to getting at Donald Trump. So we just need to explain this as simple as we can. Brett, thanks for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott. Good to be with you.
Any questions or comments, welcome today as well. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. You can also text 701-367-2054. And we have the State Fair poll going too. Should the State Fair have been canceled? So you can weigh in on that as well. So, Brett, could you just, you know, like the fifth grade explanation of this ordeal that Donald Trump has endured since before he was president to now, what would you, if somebody, you know, they hear the noise, but they don't really pay attention, what would you tell them?
Well, you had several high-level individuals that were planning and expected Hillary Clinton to win. I mean, to say that they were caught off guard is an understatement. So they expected Hillary to win. When she didn't, they looked for, you know, what happened? How did this happen? It has to have been something that wasn't appropriate. And that's where we get to Flynn, surprisingly. And it's gone as high as the president himself, President Obama, in the White House. And if you back up and just look at what happened, you have a national security advisor that is vocal, outspoken, in support of the president, the incoming president, President Trump. You have Jim Comey. You have Andrew McCabe. You have individuals in the Department of Justice. And this is how it sort of got launched. When we say got launched, the effort to get Trump out, this is how it got started. Flynn has a conversation with the ambassador of Russia, Kislyak. That conversation, I believe, to be very appropriate, very neutral, and understandable. The Obama White House had left a Trojan horse for President Trump. That Trojan horse came in the form of sanctions against Russia. Russia wasn't happy with it, checked in with the incoming administration. The National Security Advisor wanted to know, are you going to look at this? Are you going to review it? Flynn indicated that he would, that they were going to look at it, not knowing that that conversation was recorded. The FBI then sought out to trap Flynn in what they believed was an inappropriate act. Now, a lot of people are confused. So what's the big deal? What happened? Well, what happened was they were looking for a mechanism or a way to penetrate the Trump administration, the incoming administration, with some sort of scandal or some sort of, operation that they could point a finger at to say or suggest that there was illegal activity going on. And in the end, what you have is you have statements made to Kislyak by Flynn that were not inappropriate, not out of line, did not violate the so-called Logan Act. And then you have the president himself aware of, perhaps directing, we're waiting to see if documents will come out, at least aware of Jim Comey sending in the agents, even though the Department of Justice had indicated there is no Logan Act violation to look into, sending the agents still to go interview, violating their own protocol in that interview. And then you see the notes that have come out. They don't ask, what is it we're trying to do here? What if he lies to us? They say, do we get him to lie? What's our objective here? Get him to lie, to get him fired. And in the end, we now see it starting to unravel that they needed this prosecution to justify what would eventually become the Russia collusion investigation.
So what you just described there, if it was just Michael Flynn and prosecutors going a little too far, would be one thing. It would be not appropriate. Obviously, the fact that he worked for the president, bad deal. But the much bigger deal is, number one, the phone call with Flynn is not even recorded if they don't have the dossier, which we now know was funded by the Democratic Party, Obama, Hillary campaigns, Obama campaigns, Democratic money. Just go get this dirt, and then they take that to the FISA court and say, hey, we got dirt on this guy, not telling him where it came from. That's why the call was even recorded, correct?
That's right. That's correct. They recorded that call believing that there was, well, they had chatter. What I mean by that is they claimed to have had chatter that was indicating there was communications between the Trump administration and perhaps individuals in Russia that would be concerning. But now we see that they sort of created their own basis for the investigation, and that should scare everyone, because they're not following leads that they know to be independent or corroborated or objective. They're following through on a path that they've actually established.
And you brought up something I had not remembered. The sanctions against Russia, you call that a Trojan horse. So that was a stink bomb they were purposely leaving for the Trump administration to have to deal with, so they could then say, oh, you're going light on Russia. I see how you're going to do it, right? I mean, all of this is working together. Their narrative is very well thought out here.
That's right. And I've spoken to individuals who, U.S. citizens who were working in Russia. They all believe that this was sort of a gift to the Trump administration to have to deal with. And so that's why there was activity. That's why Flynn was concerned and the incoming President Trump was concerned, because it was something done last minute that he would have to deal with immediately. And in the end, we see it's no coincidence that it's Russia.
Why did Michael Flynn end up, not getting an attorney, not handling that? I mean, there's a three-star general. He's not a dummy, right? But he seemed to really bungled his interview and ended up obviously lying, which gave them the perjury, not the perjury charge, what, the obstruction of justice or whatever it was. Why?
It's called a 1001 prosecution, which means you're lying to a federal agent. And it's an incredibly subjective prosecution when it's done the way it was done with Flynn, because they don't record their conversations with a target. The FBI has long held that they won't record their interviews. And that's because, in my opinion, it's very difficult to sort of trap an agent if they've gone rogue or if they've done something wrong. They write a report on what they, say occurred in the interview, and it's their word against the target's word. The key that you brought up that I'm glad you brought up is in the Department of Justice, and the FBI is part of the Department of Justice, they have a longstanding policy that if you're going to interview somebody, you have to inform them that they can have an attorney. That was not done in this case. And in fact, we now see through documents that they purposely avoided giving him any warning or sense that they might be looking at him as a target. And so they went into the interview. And so, yes, General Flynn is sophisticated. He's wise. He's savvy. But his life has been the military. Washington, D.C. is a whole different animal. And dealing with the FBI is as well. And very few people could go through sort of interrogation with the FBI and come out of there having, you know, no issues or problems.
I want to talk a little bit about. I want to talk about how deep this, was this whole thing cooked up by Obama himself? Was it authorized by Obama? Is there another shoe to drop in this when we come back? We have a listener question. Joe says, "Who leaked the Flynn Kislyak transcripts to the press? Was that illegal?" Proving how much I love our listeners. Because they're into this story. We just need to be able to tell this story in a really quick way. A trusted energy partner. A leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Mr. Doll, I went to buy a doll for my son. I reached for the last one they had, but so did another man. As I rained blows upon him, I realized there had to be another way.
What happened to the doll?
It was destroyed. But out of that, a new holiday was born. A Festivus for the rest of us.
Oh, my
gosh.
for the rest of us.
He is really something. Unbelievable. Texter says, Jerry Stiller was indeed funny in Seinfeld, but even better in King of Queens. I've never seen King of Queens.
I would agree with that.
Is that right? Yeah.
He was pretty much the same character.
I'm trying, really good. I think Kevin Kramer turned me on to King of Queens, but I just have not... I just haven't taken the time to do it. As I say, the last sitcom I've watched, I think, was Seinfeld, of any kind of regular schedule at all. But, yeah.
Jerry Stiller's one of those guys you'd love to have a beer with.
Arthur Spooner is as funny as Barney Fife. That's what Kevin Kramer told me about King of Queens.
Yeah.
And it's on TV Land every night, so you can check that out. Let's see here. Our man CJ is here from Dak Diesel, and then we're going to finish our conversation with Brett Tolman, former U.S. attorney, talking about the Michael Flynn case today, a little bit on the program, and what's to come from that. Well, CJ, how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing good. It's been challenging at times here, getting parts and all that, but we're just as busy as ever, trying to keep all the farmers and ranchers rolling. It's not as easy as we'd like it to be at times, but we're doing our best. So, yeah, we got some big projects going. I'm just cutting counter bores on a C15 cat right now, and we just got a 3406E wrapped up and ready to send off to the machine shop just to get some machining done so we can get that, do a full engine rebuild on that. And we got our Duramaxes and Power Strokes and Cummins projects here. So, yeah, just going all the time.
Just another day at Dak Diesel, folks. So give them a call at 701-258-5011 and get on the docket. They're in Bismarck, but I'll tell you what, they're serving a wide area these days. DakDiesel.com. DakDiesel.com is the website, or you can call them at 701-258-5011 for an appointment. Be safe over there, and let us know how that supply chain goes. I hope things pick up there a little bit so you at least get a little easier time getting those parts in, right?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, take care, sir. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Scott.
Back with Brett Tolman, former U.S. attorney for the state of Utah. We're talking about the Michael Flynn case and arming you with facts to have a conversation about this. Do you agree with me, Brett, that for the average person out there that, I mean, I don't think people who are not in the crazy hate Donald Trump camp, you're never going to convince them of anything, okay? And then you have people that are just, they go to the rallies, they wear the red hats. That's me, man. I just love what is happening to this country under the Trump administration. But in the middle are people that kind of go back and forth, and all this stuff is like noise to them. Don't you think?
Yeah, it is. And it's unfortunate because it's perhaps the first time in documented history that the highest positions in the Department of Justice and the FBI have been utilized to take down members of an administration and perhaps an administration itself.
Yeah, that statement you just made is chilling. It's absolutely chilling. It's something that ought to trump anything else in the way of quote-unquote news, anything else in the way of things that should matter in a campaign. And you know, I happen to believe those people in the middle are persuadable. They just want things better. And to know that the people actually have gone to those lengths, it's just phenomenal. So first, Joe's question was, who leaked the Flynn-Kislyak 1216 transcripts to the press? Was that illegal?
Well, it's a great question. There is an argument that it may be illegal only because some of the statements themselves are probably classified. Despite the fact that they weren't designated classified, they could have been information between, you know, an incoming administration and a foreign power is information that is typically classified, and so you would have to look at that. The effort to actually convey a transcript of a recording between two such positions is really unprecedented. You can see, however, that those were decisions that were made in connection with the intelligence community as well as the top officials in the FBI. We don't have 100% certainty as to who released it. We're told that they attempted to release it to the Washington Post and that they rejected it, which is curious. But then the New York Times said, yeah, we're fine taking it.
Yeah, these are organs of the hard left. That's all they are. These are not journalists. These are not news organizations. They are equally aligned in this effort to take down Trump. No doubt about it. That's the other thing that's going on.
Pulitzer Pulitzer Prize winning reporters who apparently have reported, you know, they're winning now. Looking at they're winning the Pulitzer Prize is remarkable given the lack of actual credibility of the investigation.
There are reports that Barack Obama in the Oval Office told his Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates about the call between Flynn and Kislyak. And this was before Donald Trump was president again. This is he's still president. He's still in the Oval Office. If that's accurate, do you believe that to be accurate? And what is the significance of that?
Couple of important factors there. A national intelligence investigation would have to be approved by the President of the United States against an incoming national security advisor like General Flynn. So it is, you know, unbelievable if President Obama were to deny that he knew and was part of directing that. Sally Yates is very revealing, and that the reason is because she's the Deputy Attorney General. Every national security investigations run through the Deputy Attorney General's office. When she is surprised and taken off guard at the conversation between Comey and the president and realizing that there has been an authorization to record or listen in on a conversation between the incoming national security advisor and the ambassador to Russia, her shock should tell you all you need to know about what that meeting meant and the revelation that President Obama was aware of it.
Wow. President Trump just tweeted, because it was Obamagate and he and Sleepy Joe led the charge, the most corrupt administration in U.S. history, answering Molly Hemingway's question of why did Obama tell the FBI to hide its activities from Trump? Trump saying, because it was Obamagate. This, and he's coined that phrase over the weekend now, and we're going to be hearing that more. Where do you see this going, Brett? Do you think this, is the heat up on Trump, on Obama? I mean, does more of this come out? Where's this going to go?
It does. I predict that there's going to be a lot more. I'm told, I don't know if this is accurate, but I'm told that there are individuals who are cooperating with Durham who have knowledge about the White House's involvement. So I expect there's to be more. You know, we need transparency on this as a country. And we need it in order to get our head around what happened and how we could have spent 3 years and had this type of divisive investigation going on in the country.
Well, I appreciate you so much because there's a lot of noise out there, and you're not noise. You're a lot of great factual information and really spelled us out well, and I think helped us tell the story. So thanks so much, Brett. We'll look forward to chatting with you again as this continues to unfold. We'll have you back. Thanks so much. All right, friends, when we come back, Mac McClellan is going to join us from Minn Kota Power to talk a little bit about the state of lignite industry in North Dakota right now with Coal Creek Station closing. There's a lot of good news on the horizon for coal with projects like Project Tundra. So we'll tell you about that and more coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
This is Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I want to take this time to thank Scott and the What's On Your Mind program for helping a small business like ours during this time of crisis. I would also like to ask all the What's On Your Mind listeners to help us out during this crisis. Our products have always delivered every day made better. Now more than ever is it needed in your daily life. If you know anyone who could benefit from the daily ritual of a hot tub or a sauna, or even one of our many game tables, please refer them directly to me at 701-238-9837. I will reach out and provide them with a virtual tour, help them decide on the right wellness product, offering 12 months, no interest, no payments, delivering within 2 to 7 days, and I will provide you with a free referral fee up to $300, depending on the product. You and I and Everyday Made Better will win this crisis. My number again, 701-238-9837. 701-238-9837. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More than 137,000 Americans could die from coronavirus by early August, according to the latest projection from the University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics. They say they base the new projection on people moving around more as states begin lifting stay-at-home orders. As of last night, more than 79,500 Americans had died of the virus.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow is pushing back against former President Barack Obama's criticisms of the government's response to coronavirus.
With all due respect to the former president, and I really don't want to get into a political back and forth here. I don't know what he's talking about.
Obama had spoken on a conference call with former members of his administration.
It has been an absolute chaotic disaster.
That clip obtained by Yahoo News, and this is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Mama's drapes, standing tall in the backyard shed looking.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And we're coming to you live and direct today from the PetroServe USA studios. Going to hit the road one of these days. Got to. Just miss being on the road. Head down to that Valley City location, exit 292. Great one for lunch today. Beef and gravy, scalloped potatoes and ham, your choice. And guess what? They also have all lunch specials that come with two sides and a bun. Harvard location today, sausage, potato, great food up there. Fargo, 12th Avenue North, chef's choice. I wonder what they're going to do because it's always good. And West Main Avenue in Fargo, the Tater Tot Hot Dish today. So there you go. Of course, all the PetroServe locations have the 4 for $4, breakfast pizza, hot stuff, personal pan pizza, two fresh baked cookies, and their cookies are amazing. They are really, really like homemade. Everything's homemade. Grab and go, too. It's easy. Plus the 20-ounce drink, all that, four items, $4. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. The president and CEO of Mincota Power, Mac McClellan, with us today on the program. Mac, how are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. Happy to be here today.
Appreciate your time. So, you know, I really wanted to do this just to talk about some positive news for folks in coal country right now, and really I consider all of us in this region coal country because but for, you know, coal, late night and this rich history, we wouldn't have the affordable energy we have. And then, of course, you think about, you know, the electricity rates on the industrial side, what that means, manufacturing. I mean, it affects everything. Cost of electricity goes up. The cost of everything goes up. So we love this industry. And obviously with the news from Great River Energy last week, it's kind of tough, even though there is some really interesting things on the horizon, so we can talk about both. Let me just first get your reaction. Were you surprised that Great River Energy did what they did with Coal Creek Station?
I guess I'm not surprised in the sense that I know they've been working on it for the last several months, trying to figure out what to do with respect to it, and it's some challenging times. I mean, all of us who have assets are all looking at, you know, what is the market conditions doing today? You know, certainly natural gas being in where it is today, and, you know, continued pressures on coal from an environmental perspective. You know, so it's the spectrum of the issues out there that makes each of us look at our facilities. And, you know, and the challenge is people who apply kind of a big broad brush and suggest that everybody's in the exact same circumstances. You know, GRE's in a completely different set of circumstances than we are, and then part of it comes down to risk management as well. I mean, what do you think a carbon-managed world in the future looks like, and do you have other assets available to you today to be able to use to make sure you keep the lights on? And each utility's in a slightly different position. So, but it's no doubt the energy marketplace today is a challenge, and having large, really big coal-based assets today that aren't really valued. I think that's one of the things we've maybe all struggled the most with is we haven't quite figured out how to value those assets in a way that everybody can understand. I mean, what they bring to the table when it's 30 degrees below zero or when it's 110 degrees outside and they just hum right along and work. Those are the things that we haven't done a good job of, I think, getting our arms around.
Hey, I think the biggest danger is the consumer just takes it for granted. Flip the switch, the light's on. So what do I need to worry about, right? You know, it'll be there. I don't care how cold it is. I don't care how hot it is. It'll be there. But, you know, really, the baseload predictability of coal is unmatched, isn't it? I mean, it's proven over and over and over. And, that's a peace of mind kind of thing for energy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and at least historically, that's been, to your point, it's been almost out of sight, out of mind, and nobody has even recognized all the value that it's brought to the table. Now, certainly, new technologies, as they've come to the table, gas technologies are getting better, but you also find it more volatile, whether that's supply. So one of the, challenges on the gas front at times is a supply front, and then if you look back kind of over history, its pricing has been volatile, and so coal and nukes and some older gas, I would say, has been just kind of the stalwart, runs when it needs to. But as we've seen in the last couple of years in the upper Midwest, even the ability to run gas units sometimes when it's extremely cold has been a challenge. And so maybe it's not a large number of hours in a year now where they're really valuable, but they are really valuable when you're at 40 degrees below or 30 degrees below zero where we live and the wind stops blowing and the sun's not shining and even gas isn't producing.
On the scale of 1 to 10, if coal is, the gold standard as far as reliability, where is gas now in that?
So on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd say gas is highly reliable as well. It's probably a 3 or 4.
Wow.
If 1 is fully reliable, it's probably 3 or 4. And part of that is just, pipeline capacity. When it gets really cold, people are going to heat their homes, and the availability for gas availability. Gas will freeze up sometimes as well when it gets really cold. Not that you don't have challenges at coal plants, too, when it gets really cold, but, it just seems like gas has a few more challenges when it gets really cold than coal has historically.
And Project Tundra is something we've talked about before and has been around for a while. I know there's an important tax credit that's being worked on in Congress as well for some of the technology and investments here. But explain to folks what promise you see there so that, we don't necessarily have to see this industry just continue to decline, but rather get to a point where it comes back.
Yeah, so Project Tundra is a so we make an assumption that we're going to live in a carbon managed world as we continue to move forward, right? Meaning that we're going to find ways to curb the number of CO2 emissions that you put in the atmosphere from the activities that we engage in. And so part of that obviously is when you have coal plants, you create CO2. And so we have been working on Project Tundra, which is the ability to capture the CO2 off of those assets in light of a carbon managed world in the future. And so the thought is that because that which we're relying on right now for carbon free electricity is primarily renewable based and they don't operate all the time. I mean, lately you would think the wind blows in North Dakota all the time, but it doesn't. And the sun does not always shine, particularly in the winter months up here where we live as well. And so if you're going to move to a carbon managed or even frankly, some say we'll move to a carbon free world, then we have to find technologies that run when you need them to, or better battery storage or other. And so we look at Tundra. If we're successful, we'll have carbon free electricity or near carbon free electricity that's dispatched dispatchable, meaning we can turn it on whenever we need to or whenever it needs to be turned on. And so you can have a carbon-free product that you still get to turn on when it's 20 below or 30 below or when the wind stops blowing or the sun stops shining. And actually the profile, so when you look at it when it's all done, it'll have significantly less emissions than if you were to convert that same coal over to natural gas. And so you'll produce less tons of CO2 into the atmosphere if you put technology on the back of a coal plant than if you just convert it to a gas one. So if you really long-term want to find dispatchable resources, that it seems like to us as you work your way through it, that coal will be a part of that mix. And so we have been working now for about 3+ years on the design, and we're in the middle of now kind of the engineering design part. And what do you do when you, can you safely store the CO2? Because imagine now you're going to capture a large volume of gas and turn it into a pressurized product, basically, and put it down several miles under the earth, and so at least a mile plus under the earth and earth's crust. And so can you do that safely? And so tundra is to me one of those things that if you truly are looking out there, it's a technology to help us manage a carbon world in a way that allows us to continue to have electricity on demand when we want it. I just add one thing too, Scott. I mean, you think about the rest of the world, as they continue to develop out, they're going to use coal as an asset to meet the needs of affordable energy and certainly in developing countries around the world. And so to the extent that we can demonstrate technology which allows them to put this on the backside of their units as well, and whether it's Europe or Asia or, you know, China or Japan or whatever the case may be, and you're worried about CO2 in the atmosphere, then we're making strides in the right direction.
Does it pencil out from an economic standpoint?
It pencils out if you assume there's a price on carbon in the future, right? Today, if you were to just put it in place with the idea being that you don't have a future cost on carbon, you would have a hard time on the economics, right? So a little bit of this is about whether or not you think a carbon-managed world is also going to mean a price on it. And when you start to put a price on carbon, then projects like Tundra make sense.
Very interesting. Are there other innovations like this out there that you see? In other words, I feel like with these ideas, although they're big ideas and there are a lot of moving parts to them, but there's a lot of promise there. There's no reason to have this idea that, you know, you're just, like you say, you're in the environment of carbon management, so now what can we do to do that? And that doesn't happen overnight, but there's been great progress made, hasn't there?
Oh, yeah. And there are other things, certainly, that people are looking at as well. Is can you take that, you know, light carbon capture, or can you turn, you know, CO2 into building products, or can you use it for, I think lots of individuals are looking at, technologies. Can you, you know, increase efficiencies, which would allow the amount of CO2, to go down? Can you reduce the size and scale of projects that allow you to, reduce CO2 as well? So, you know, there are lots of things that people are looking at. I think what we're talking about here, though, is the significant large-scale removal of CO2 from going into the atmosphere than projects like Tundra being successful and actually becoming more efficient, right? So there's a lot of CO2 capture projects off of industrial facilities or other facilities, but there's really just a small number, actually one really large commercial project in Texas and a few other smaller projects
Hold that coal side. Hold that thought if you wouldn't, Mac. We'll be back after a short break here, okay? Yeah. Don't go away. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7000. 7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a job on spring.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. Life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On your mind, powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. If you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle, there are plenty of options to choose from at Schwann, Buick, GMC. A large selection of cars, trucks, SUVs to fit every budget, even if yours is not paid off. If you have a trade, they might be able to lower your monthly payment or just buy your car outright. Take advantage, receive the lowest used car rates in years, or make no payments for up to 90 days. Whatever your budget, they're here to help. If you don't feel comfortable stopping in, shop online at SchwannBuickGMC.com or give them a call. They are now offering statewide delivery. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime.
Texter says, being a follower of Q, I've known about that Obamagate story for almost 3 years now. What your real question should be is, why do Democrats hate Trump so much they would commit treason to oust him? What are they trying to hide? That is the real story. People need to start waking up. There's much more to this story. Referencing our conversation earlier with the former U.S. attorney, Brett Tolman, on that case. Appreciate that very much. And well, I think this story's been out for a long time, but I think when you have the Justice Department dropping charges against Flynn, it kind of puts it at a whole different level. Yeah. Texter says, if we're opening businesses, why would we cancel the state fair? Makes no sense. I don't know the answer to that, and I've made my opinions very clear on that. I will tell you this. We're going to dig into that a little bit more and see if we can't find some folks behind that. I don't know whose decision it is. I would assume it would be the fair board. Maybe we could have some of them on. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, a few more comments, and we love them. Call us at 701-258-0550, 701-271-1100. Text me at 701-367-2054. Mac McClellan is here. Mac is the president and CEO of Minn Kota Power Cooperative. We're talking a little bit about Project Tundra and other innovations that can fill the gap, as we say, to kind of get... I just saw during the break here that the Energy Information Administration is out with a analysis of U.S.'s annual electricity generation by energy source since 1970. And 2019 was a 42-year low for coal-fired electricity generation. That's not really a surprise, though, is it? Because this downward trend has started back about 2005 or so, isn't it, Mac?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, and you know, some of it is. You certainly look at it. You got a lot of coal units were built in the 40s, 50s, 60s, early 70s. So, you know, in some cases, part of coal's decline has really been related to assets that have ran their useful life. I think part of the challenge has been that in the late 80s and 90s, we had built out all the assets and resources, and then new ones came along, and the need for the developmental build of large coal really just didn't happen. So some part of it is a natural decline associated with the assets, coal assets, and when they were constructed and built. Some of it is clearly changes in expectations from an emissions perspective and whether or not you make investments in that. And then, you know, part of it is what's happening with economics to some extent in the energy marketplace. So, you know, you need to be, I think, careful, like you do in all things, to point to it and say it's any one issue. It may very well be a whole slew of issues over time. It might be, you know, frankly, a mine had used its used up what is the useful cost-effective life for mining in that particular spot.
You know what I find interesting in looking at this is that obviously there is a war of sorts between wind and coal. We've even had a little bit of that in North Dakota. I'm not a party to it. I'm kind of an all-of-the-above guy myself. But if I'm in the coal business and I see my number coming down to the extent it is, the threat I'm going to look at is natural gas because that's what's leapfrogged to number one in this electricity generation race now. I mean, is gas more of a foe to coal than wind?
I think gas is a blow to wind, and you look at... You know, we talk about how successful we've been in the drilling of new oil and natural gas and efficiency and productivity and capacity to get, you know, new pipelines in, although that, you know, gets challenged around the world right now, or at least around the U.S. But, you know, drilling efficiencies and gas and production numbers that are lower. And the other side of that is the generation side of natural gas continues to get more efficient. You can buy a natural gas based power plant today with efficiencies well below what you would have been able to a decade ago.
I only got about a minute left, but I have a question or a comment rather from a listener. It says, looking into turning CO2 into building products, guess what plants and crops are doing that right now? We're all carbon life forms. Leave the carbon in the atmosphere, and it is part of the normal cycles. Plants use the carbon and release oxygen, all good for us. Burying CO2 in the ground also causes oxygen to be forever lost. What do you say to that?
I think kind of over into the scientific debate around whether or not we are putting too much CO2 into the atmosphere. I 100% fully agree we are carbon-based life forms, and every time we talk, we release it, and every green plant consumes it, and it is a part of what makes life on Earth possible. I think the fundamental question everyone is struggling with is there a balance associated with it, and are we putting too much of it into the atmosphere that we could be removing. I think the challenge for individuals like us is that's where the policy makers are going with this, to find and reduce CO2. So how do we do that responsibly as somebody who produces it with technology that still allows us to have affordable and reliable electricity?
We'll have to leave it there for today, but we'll do this again. Mac, good luck. Keep plugging on Project Tundra. Lots of promise there. Thanks for the time.
Thank God, I appreciate it. Always good to talk to you.
You as well. Take care. See you tomorrow, folks.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.